The next patient is Daniel Slane. The last name is S-L-A-N-E. Daniel, D-A-N-I-E-L, number one. This is the clinical case of a... A white male that is following the practice because of a chronic kidney disease. His estimated EFR has been decreasing progressively, and right now is a stage 3B. The patient had contributory factor for the deterioration of the kidney function. In the first place, the presence of increasing the body weight. The second is the persistent hypertension. The third one is the ethanol abuse. The fourth one, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease related to smoking. Those are factors that increase the atherosclerotic process very fast. He had microalbumin creatinine ratio the 2nd of April of 2024 and was reported 240. The patient has hyperuricosuria as well as another factor for the deterioration of the kidney function. Period. Lengthy discussion was carried with the patient. Recommendations regarding volume intake, the sodium intake, and the need for him to cut down or get away from the alcohol and the smoking was emphasized. Number two, the proteinuria. The proteinuria is associated to the chronic kidney disease, to the obesity and essential hypertension. Whether or not the patient is developing early stages of the glomerulopathy like FSGS associated to obesity is another consideration. Following number, the patient is abusing the alcohol, he drinks beer, that is increasing in sodium, in volume, in side effects. The recommendation was to switch to something that is with less volume and less sodium, and eventually titrate down and off. Following number arterial hypertension, by changing the habits and staying away from a regular diet and use a low sodium diet and plant-based diet, the blood pressure is going to get under control. Following number atherosclerotic heart disease that is followed by the cardiologist, a calcium score is being requested through a CT scan. This patient is a moderate risk to develop a contrast nephropathy. The day of the procedure, IV fluid should be given, and they use the least amount of isotonic contrast. Following number, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease related to nicotine abuse. Again, we counsel this patient to just stay away from the nicotine abuse because of the side effects associated to it. Following number, obesity. Following number, the patient has hypercalcemia. Ionized calcium is within normal range. We continue to follow. The PTH has been within normal range. We're going to reevaluate the case in 3 months with the laboratory workup. I have to point out that I still don't have the final results of the protein electrophoresis in the serum. There is no evidence of immunofixation in the serum or in the urine. The kappa lambda ratio is within normal range. We are going to request this patient to follow our recommendations because of the severity of his disease. We are going to reevaluate in 3 months with laboratory workup.